Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug, because guess what? Doug is going to be a grandpa right after the show today.
That's right. Very true.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm actually proud
of your daughter. But
that's right. Exactly.
You know,
yes.
You by association, sir.
Uh-huh. It's very useful to have experience, I suppose, as a father in order to do a good job as a grandfather, you think?
Yeah.
All right.
Ask me about our Facebook page real quick.
Okay. Facebook page, Jennifer is monitoring facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Goodday Show. Yes.
Well, our question at the moment is what the top story of 2014 is for you so far.
Yeah.
And Ken said how top government officials have flamed race baiting and non-support for our nation's police forces.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's probably something to that. Greg Donahoe said the elections, but there were a lot of notable stories, Ukraine and Ferguson among them. And then this is why I wanted you to ask me about it, Dougie. Christy Blackham said, hi, Doug. Just wondering if there's any news on your new grandbaby yet. What a wonderful time for a child to arrive in the world as Christmas quickly approaches. Best of luck and Merry Christmas to all the way from Australia. Christy's listening
sweet?
In Australia.
Very nice listening.
Mate.
Good day,
mate.
Yeah. All right. So the answer to that question is the baby will, at least according to what Megan was told by her doctor yesterday when she went in for the checkup, the essence of them being able to do so much with technology now leads them to believe the baby owner comes out in a few hours away, 7 pounds, 4 ounces.
No way. Really?
Yep. And we'll have blue eyes and dark hair.
No, they didn't say that, did they?
No, they don't know.
Okay,
no, they don't know that. But it is.
I probably will, by the way, because that's common.
Well, it just is amazing what they can determine now with technology. And because they both are in the UCLA medical system, because they're profs there, they get access to all of the top flight info, and it's just very cool. But it boils right down to the same old things. Yesterday, Meredith and I were talking to her on the phone about how she was feeling, and you know, she just seemed so happy, upbeat, which is the best way for a child to come in to the world. She's done a lot of planning, and of course that'll go up in smoke.
I know. Best laid plan.
Right, exactly.
Is she at the hospital right now?
They are on their way.
So they left around 5 and they'll get there.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. Jennifer and I are on the West Coast time. I walked down, Meredith needed some coffee, so I walked down the street to the, there's a convenience store, sort of the garage at the end of the street here. And as I was wandering around, I was noticing how much the world already starts to come alive. I've forgotten here. The gym's open. The station is open. The restaurants are beginning to open down there. And I looked up at the sign on the highway for the price of gasoline. The last time I was really here and I paid any attention to it was last spring when the price up on the marquee was $4.44 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
$2.99.
Merry Christmas.
Is what it is right now.
That's right.
What are you paying over on the other side of the hill?
A little less than that, maybe a couple cents.
Yeah.
No, right. Not much.
And there are places in the country down around about $1.90, $1.91, $1.92. And the only thing that's going to throw a monkey wrench into that, just the psychology of whether or not the pipeline bill, it's going to pass, but whether the president signs it or not, whether there's a deal to be made there, you know, that sort of thing, that'll affect the price somewhat because it's all psychological. The markets are pretty steady going into the end of the year, which is unusual. A lot of times at the end of the year, the markets don't get steady because they're all wondering about what next year is going to bring, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the stability there is good news, I think, for the economics of our reality. What other things happen next year? Who knows? You're going to make New Year's resolutions. We'll spend time next week dealing with that. I have, I am interested in how this situation in New York with the two policemen being murdered is affecting the morale. I guess, as most of you know by now, there were two policemen who were killed in their cars, cold blood, shot in cold blood. They're just sitting in their cars on patrol. And never mind, I don't want to give any credibility to the person that actually did the murdering. But the fact that the mayor has done and said so little about this has now brought the police patrolmen's or the police unions to initiate a recall of the mayor. The New York Police Department in general is now calling for the mayor to be ousted. Whether that happens or not remains to be seen, but it sort of goes back to how bad the political reality is or how hard it is to find really good people. We saw somebody really good in Bloomberg. Many of us thought he ought to run for president because he did such a great job, and it was such the exception to what normally goes on. He has no monetary gain to this. He just wanted to do a good job. And
well, New York had
job.
Two good mayors. I mean, Bloomberg, and then you had Giuliani before him.
Yeah,
I mean,
Giuliani
had strong,
wasn't bad.
I think he was great. They had strong leadership for a long time, and this guy, I mean, it's even trending on Facebook, and usually Facebook doesn't get too political.
Yep.
But the story is that the police are turning their backs on him and that he's exploited these deaths for his
own
gain.
How do you run a city like New York without the support of the police?
You're in trouble. I would not want to be.
I don't see how you can run a city like New York without the police, frankly. And the police are very, very upset. And I think in this circumstance, they ought to be, frankly. 888-302-3684. Another problem we're dealing with is the Sony hacking issue. And because of that, or in recognition of its import, Greg Stebbin, the tech editor for Men's Health magazine, is going to be here to talk about this hacking and other hackings that are going on. So we'll have that story in detail for you in a moment. 14 after on the Monday Good Day program.
Get Macy's after Christmas prices now during our biggest sweater, coat, and boot sale of the season. Outerwear for her and him from Kenneth Cole and Moore, 60% off. Sweaters for her and him from Charter Club, Albani and Moore, 50 to 65% off. Boots from Bandolino, Mark Fisher and Moore, $59.99 to $99.99. And save 30 to 50% plus an extra 10% on select fine jewelry. Get Macy's after Christmas prices now. Doors open at 7 a.m. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Reputation, as they say, is everything. So, when the dean of a large law school discovered that his school had a poor reputation according to most polls, he decided to conduct his own poll. He created a list of 10 other schools and asked 100 lawyers to rank them. The list included Harvard, Yale, Penn State, and 7 others. When the results came back, right in the middle of the pack was Penn State. The only problem is, Penn State didn't have a law school at the time. The law school president had intentionally included a fictitious school in his poll to show that even the most educated people sometimes rely too much on reputation when making decisions. Let's be fair. This lesson also applies to how we settle our disputes. Courts have a reputation amongst many people as the only place to resolve conflicts legally.
However, other lesser-known solutions like mediation and arbitration can often bring victims better results even quicker and at a lower cost. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632.
16 after the hour, Jennifer and I have Greg Stebbin with us on Good Day. He's the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine with a focus on the North Koreans, the threats, the hacking. I'm trying to figure all of this out. I'm not really a genius when it comes to these sort of the hacking, understand somewhat how the computer systems work. But don't you need some kind of a credential to get into? Isn't hacking start by somehow or other replicating a credential that would let you in, Greg?
Well, there's a lot of ways these kinds of hacks can happen. And I'll tell you one that happened a year or so ago that really blew my mind. And I think it gives you an idea of just how sophisticated the hackers themselves can be. So there were some hackers that wanted to break into the network, the computer network, of, I think it was actually an energy plant. And they could not figure out a way to get into the computer network itself. So what they did was they hacked into the computers of the local pizza restaurant.
Really?
Yes. And then the people who worked at the power plant would go to the pizza restaurant's website, and that's how they got their infiltration into the network itself. So you see that this is, you know, it's not like the lock on your front door. You know, you either have to break it or duplicate the key. There's so many possible ways, because everything's connected. Yeah. There's so many possible ways to get where you want to go that it really just takes, well, in this case, a lot of skill, a lot of patience, and ironically, a lot of creativity.
So who do you think is the most well-protected, Greg? Is there anybody doing it right?
Well, I would say the best protected are the people who haven't been hacked yet. I'd like to think I'm pretty well protected, but, you know, I'm afraid to say that because I may get hacked tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, the truth is I'd hope that the U.S. government is the best protected, but we've even seen hacks there. It's completely a preemptive thing. There's so many ways you could be attacked that it's almost impossible to predict everything, so that you end up constantly cleaning up messes and hoping for the best, to be honest.
If a big company like Sony isn't able to protect itself, how the heck can we?
Yeah, it's a great question, but actually the truth is you and I actually have an advantage over a company like Sony, in that Sony is made up of, I don't know, how many hundreds of thousands of people work for Sony? Any one of those people can make a mistake. Whereas when it comes to your security or my security, we only have to worry about us. We can make sure that we've checked all the boxes, we've done all the things to protect ourselves, and that we have a backup plan. And that's much harder the bigger you get. You know, even if you have a family of four, now you have kids, boy, your job of protecting your family's information and identity just got a lot harder because there's four of you to protect instead of one.
But what do you mean backup plan? What do you mean by that?
Well, in other words, I can personally make sure that I'm taking all the steps I need to protect myself, but now factor in my wife, I don't know what she's doing at every moment of the day. And we're constantly talking about things, and I'm saying, you know, I'll get a suspicious-looking email, and I'll pick up the phone, and I'll call her and say, don't click it.
Uh-huh.
Or, what, you know, but when it's just me, I don't have to worry about it. I know everything I'm doing is the most possible secure thing. Now, my wife is a smart, sophisticated person. If she was a 13-year-old boy,
yep.
Boy.
Somebody sends you a racy picture. Open this up and see more. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
That's what's going to happen, right? Exactly. Then who knows what they grab. All right, Greg, thanks for the update. Greg Stebbin, tech editor for Men's Health Magazine, with some food for thought on how you're impacted individually by this Sony hacking event. 21 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the feast of Stephen, as the slow ray round about, deep and crispy, brightly showed the boot last night on the musty cruel. Henry Hall and David Lloyd, Betty Grable too.
Beatles Christmas record.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gay year for us, and it's all due to you. When we made our first record on Parlophone towards the end of 1962, we hoped everybody would like what we'd already been our type of music for several years already. But we had no idea of all the gear things in store for us. It all happened, really, when Please Please Me became a number one hit, and after that, well, caught a blimey.
It went from there. All right, so anyway, the story of the Beatles' first Christmas is number 10. The soundsofchristmas.com will profile the top 10 quickly. That's number 10. Number 9, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. A song they released in 1987. For those of you who don't know how the Sounds of Christmas works, it's a website that was produced by our own Ken Kessler. And every day, tens of thousands of people are listening to, they select the songs they want, they make notes, comments, that sort of thing, and can vote for a song. So every day the list changes, sometimes pretty dramatically, as to what people are looking for or what they're listening to. So the Beatles, number 10 in popularity. Number 9, Bob Seger. Number 8, the Paolas. Christmas is coming.
Christmas is coming. It's been a long year. We're still in the same place. We're still over here. Go down in the market. Get lost in the crowd. Go home to my record.
What I like about this is that you never hear this anyplace else.
No, these are really fun versions of songs you don't
great
normally
Christmas
get.
Things. All right, so that's number 8, the Payroll. There's number 7, James Brown.
I'm a boy and girl.
1966. Get into James Brown as a Christmas artist. Andy Williams, I can though. Number 6.
Heard the bell on Christmas Day.
From his famous Christmas
song. Familiar carols.
six in preference today. 1974 is the year for this one. Number five belongs to a group called The High King.
Oh, I can't wait to see those faces.
It's new in 2008.
Driving home for Christmas, yeah.
I wish Kenny were here. He could tell us more about this group. I don't know. Do you know anything about this group?
Not much.
No. All right, number four on today's list of the top ten from the soundsofchristmas.com, Elizabeth Chan from last year, Jennifer. Do you know her?
No.
She was one of our Christmas stars.
I think she was. Hey, I feel like she was here.
Yeah, I think she was too. All right, this one would be a big snoozer. Stephen Colbert, another Christmas song.
Another Christmas song.
Number three.
Get ready, brother, for another Christmas song to play for a month ad infinitum. One day it struck me someone would write them. So it's another Christmas song.
This is fun, though. I like this one.
Yeah. Bothers me. Number two, Billy Craig. New this year. His version of Jingle Bells.
Kind of rocky.
And the number one song, soundsofchristmas.com, belongs to James Taylor today.
The halls with
he did this
of holly, la, la, la,
in 2004.
La, 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 la.
Typical fare for him, yeah?
Definitely.
SoundofChristmas.com. Check it out. You will enjoy the music and the feeling that you get. Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer. From Good Day at 28 minutes after the hour.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry in to find amazing gifts for everyone on your list. There's still time to get perfect gifts at prices you'll love, like a $100 iTunes gift card for only $85, and a Keurig 2.0 brewing system with 42 K-cups for just $129.98. Plus, find plenty of great stocking stuffers and gifts under $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
The holidays are right around the corner, and I'm here with my good friend Wendell Brown, who is helping guys everywhere put their best faces forward. We are at the Art of Shaving on the Upper West Side. Now, what do you have in store for us today, Wendell?
Grooming is super important for guys, especially during the holidays, socializing, going to parties, so you want to put your best face forward. We're here with our master barber, John, who's going to show us the four elements of the perfect shave. First, you'll want to prepare with a pre-shave to protect the skin and soften the beard. Next, you're going to lather up for a close and comfortable shave. Shaving for the proper technique, you want to go the same direction as your beard grows. And last, moisturize with the aftershave balm.
Now here at the Art of Shaving, they make that process look simple, but can guys do this at home?
Absolutely, if you have the right products.
These products make great gifts, don't they?
Absolutely, Raina. Whether it's the Lexington Collection gift set or the Sandalwood full-size kit, they're both excellent for holiday.
Terrific. You can't go wrong if you're giving the guy you love the Art of Shaving in a box.
And all these products.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long.
It's Monday, the 22nd of December.
Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. Richie is in Panama for the week for Christmas with his family. And Kenny Kessler has somebody pulled a plug and he didn't know it.
No internet for you.
No. Dr. Bruce Schanohoff is going to join us in a few minutes with a medical situation that we want you to know about right now. Who doesn't remember this?
Love it.
1970. Listen to female artists of the 60s and 70s. Ronnie Spector with a Ronette. And Sleigh Ride. Everybody can sing with this. About this whole wall of sound. I'm going to look at the video of the day today at DougSteffen.com, which has Darlene Love recreating for the last time her late-night performance, the song Please Baby Be Home or Come Home This Year, whatever. I don't know. I'm paraphrasing. But
I like it. You should do your own Christmas album.
I know I should. So our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you which female artist sings your favorite classic Christmas songs. Is it Rosemary Clooney, Judy Garland, Karen Carpenter, Barbara Streisand, Ella Fitzgerald, Brenda Lee, Darlene Love? Ronnie Spector should be there, too. Others, I Love Them All, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I voted.
Did you? And who'd you vote for?
Can you guess?
I would Karen Carpenter, probably.
No way.
Darlene Love.
No. Well, I like her. She'd be up there.
Really?
Not Karen Carpenter, though.
Really? Who? So?
No. Bleh,
Brenda Barb. Lee?
Karen Carpenter Christmas makes you want to hang yourself from a very tall tree.
Not
it
me.
Does.
No.
It does.
Maybe
it's very,
you, but not
it's,
me.
It's a little depressing. Brenda Lee. Come on.
Brenda Lee.
She's
one,
the girl.
One, two, three. Listen to Brenda Lee.
Here comes Brenda Lee.
Right. Brenda Lee had the first song. 1960, she was 13 years old when Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree was recorded.
So Anna. Great.
Aha! Imagine that. This is a 13-year-old girl.
So good.
This song.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree.
But that voice for 13 years.
I know. It's very mature.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Peter. Peter Trahan at the controls in our studio in Washington. 888-302-3684. Email the jug.
To jug. You cannot email my jugs, Doug.
No, don't do that. So the feds claiming that North Korea is behind the Sony hacks. There are people on both sides who are trying to get everybody together. The North Koreans have actually offered to provide help into a joint inquiry because they say they didn't do it. And they don't want the United States spreading groundless allegations and causing trouble for them, because not only has this impacted what North Korea is doing with the United States, but there are a lot of people around the world who are looking askance at this. Hey, we don't want to touch these guys at all, no matter what. And if they can do that to the American, to a business in America, what can they do to us? So it's affecting, not that they weren't already a piranha and shut out by most of the world, now even more are they shut out by the rest of the world. They don't seem to get it. They can't exist on their own. Mm-hmm.
Think they can, maybe.
The chief cook and bottle washer at Sony wants to show the interview. He wants to get it into, so why in the world didn't they just... They said, okay, let's. I think the fact that they haven't, that they have decided they aren't going to show it, says something about them. I'm not sure what it says about them, but it doesn't show any strength. I don't think it does anyway. Here's something that shows some strength. The story of Coco, a pit bull, went missing from a home in San, is it Joaquino? How do you pronounce that?
San Joaquin?
Joaquin. No, it's San Joaquin. On Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. She was found this weekend, reunited with her owners.
Oh, I love that.
She was a different color.
What?
Animal Services made the match when they scanned a stray dog for an implanted microchip.
So she had a chip, so it's for sure her.
She was listed as an 8-month-old reddish-brown pit bull adopted from a shelter. In October, officials believe that she was stolen and dyed. Her hair was dyed in an act of deception to make it harder for the owners to find the dog.
How crazy.
Is that awful?
To dye a dog?
Exactly. To pull a stunt like that. Oy.
That's someone who's not playing with the full deck of cards.
You're right about that. Right. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that 32,719 people died in traffic crashes this year, a 3% decline from the year before, a 25% decline in highway deaths since 2004. So over the past 10 years, number of people killed in highway accidents down 25%. I suppose that's good news, isn't it? Here's something that's not so good. You better sit down for this number.
I'm sitting.
Sit down. The total number of persons employed by federal, state, and local governments in the United States of America, that is, how many workers are on public payrolls, almost 22 million people.
Ugh.
22 million people, according to the Census Bureau, work for the government. State governments employed 5.3 million. Local governments, 13.8 million. The federal, about 3. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. 22 million people.
Doesn't surprise me, though.
Are on public payrolls. That's got to be 10% of the workforce. Right? If we have 310 million people?
Mm-hmm.
210 million should be of working age, right? Wouldn't that make sense?
That would make sense.
So of that, 10% work for the government. Huh.
That's really bad.
I'm trying to get my head wrapped around that. Oy.
And it's just getting bigger. You know, that number's just going to grow.
Right. Yep. More. United States of America made money. The Department of the Treasury says that the auto bailout made the taxpayers money. We invested $17 billion, got $19 billion back.
Let's do it again.
2.4. General Motors, mostly. We financed General Motors for the most part by buying stock. The government bought stock.
Mm-hmm.
And the stock was worth $17 billion. We sold the stock. It was worth $19.6 billion. That's not, so for all of us who throw darts at the government and say they can't do anything right, whether this was done right because it was designed to do that or just dumb luck, the Treasury still gained by $2.4 billion in the sell-off of the auto stock that they bought in order to keep that company from going out, gone, finished. I think that was that's the kind of stuff I think I'm all for in terms of government spending. Absolutely, you do stuff like that. You have to. Okay, let's see here. Fiscal year deportation of 577,295 illegal immigrants.
How many? Lay that number on me again.
577,295.
Okay.
Most of them were from Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. The rest, 486,651, were from those countries. The rest are from other countries, mostly Asia.
Interesting.
Yep. I thought that was pretty interesting. U.S. Supreme Court declined to block same-sex marriages in Florida, allowing the marriages to begin after January the 5th. Florida had a ban on gay marriage. It had been ruled unconstitutional by a federal judge. Ruling was placed on hold until after pending appeals. So a lot of Florida gay families now are thrilled. The ban remains in place until after the first of the year.
The bans are all going away. Got news for you. It's right. The new law.
Why fight it? Just let them go. Do what they want to do. Why is there a big deal here? I don't get it.
I mean, there's nothing anybody can do. So, you know, getting yourself in a bunch about it is not going to solve anything. Because, really, by the Supreme Court not doing anything, they've done a lot. So,
the FBI in the focus today. Story you won't hear anywhere else, probably. The internal investigation at the FBI. Finding that the agency mishandled, mislabeled, and basically lost evidence in pretty much every region of the country as a matter of course.
Hmm. There's some good news for you.
Agency storing more weapons, 2 tons more drugs, less money. They have lost, let's see here, 41,000 pieces of evidence in FBI offices around the country. So how does that, the lawyers must love this. The lawyers for the bad guys because the FBI is so sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Isn't that what that's all about? You're sloppy. So we'll win, you'll lose. Unbelievable. Okay, let's
see.
Speaking
of lawyers, I was talking with, my dad's, I took my dad to get his little needle in the eye injection that he needs, the poor guy. Mm-hmm. And I was chatting with him about doctor's insurance, essentially, and how the claims have gone up so much. And he said, yes, and if you look at all the claims, he said they all come from Louisiana.
Really?
And apparently it's because there's this group of lawyers in Louisiana. The state there, it makes it more favorable for all these medical lawsuits to come from there. So if you look at all the malpractice suits, a majority of them come from the state of Louisiana. Isn't that interesting?
My God.
I know.
Hi, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff.
You can impress your friends with that.
I will. I'm going to talk to Bruce about some cancer-causing foods that maybe you're eating every day and you ought to know about. Plus, he'll have something between the lines, medical research that he does. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff next on Good Day.
It's a sale so big, Kohl's is open 24 hours, all day and all night. Now through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Get all of your last-minute gifts and save when you want to. With 60 to 70% off fine jewelry, 25 to 40% off all watches, and 15% off fragrance gift sets. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's is open 24 hours, now through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Find your yes. Kohl's. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry in to find amazing gifts for everyone on your list. There's still time to get perfect gifts at prices you'll love, like a $100 iTunes gift card for only $85, and a Keurig 2.0 brewing system with 42 K-cups for just $129.98. Plus, find plenty of great stocking stuffers and gifts under $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
Dr. Bruce Schanohoff joins us now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy Mary and all those good things. Bruce, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Doug. How about yourself?
I'm well, thank you. I'm looking at a list on one of these natural health sites of the things that cause cancer. And I see that, that popcorn is on the top of the list. Does that surprise you?
Well, it does and doesn't. I mean, you know, corn, not necessarily, but the popping process at such high temperature that, you know, perhaps it converts some of the elements of the corn into carcinogenic material.
Could it be like little kernels that get charred at the bottom, maybe?
Yeah, maybe that sort of thing.
Processed.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I want to just absolve you all. Stop worrying about that junk. It's all junk science.
And, really?
You know, yeah, just use common sense. You know,
well, there's something to be said for that. And that's one of the reasons you're here, because you bring common sense to our discussions of medical research and things that are not said between the lines. So what do you have as an offering today?
Oh, boy, this one's really, I found so disheartening. Here's the headline. Ibuprofen adds 12 years to life with an exclamation mark. It says cheap painkillers can slow aging and fight disease. And then the subheading says a cheap over-the-counter painkiller may have astonishing powers to extend life, say researchers. Please don't go out and buy ibuprofen over junk articles like that. It is absolutely ridiculous stuff. What happened here, there was a study, and what they did in lab tests is they showed that ibuprofen could actually extend the lives of worms and flies. And then they extrapolated that into human years, okay? Just like, you know, you got dog years and human years, okay, so you got fly years and human years. So they extrapolated into 12 years for human beings, and it isn't the researcher's fault, really. It's the media.
I repeat that, but repeat the premise of it one more time. This is how ridiculous this is.
Ibuprofen adds 12 years to your life.
Ibuprofen, because of what they found in research on worms and flies, is deemed to be helpful to you by extending your life by 12 years. What, are you supposed to take ibuprofen every day?
But it gets better. It gets better. Further in the article, it says that ibuprofen is a relatively safe drug. Yeah, great, safe drug. Gastrointestinal bleeding, liver and bile duct problems, kidney end-stage renal disease of the kidneys, on and on. And by the way, each new case of end-stage renal disease is worth about $70,000 a year to the corporate medical complex. So, you know, this whole thing, this isn't just junk science. It's misleading and inappropriate journalism, and whoever puts together articles like this should be spanked. It's unbelievable to me.
I just find it's so interesting where the money comes from to legitimate this stuff. Who pays for these studies? Somebody who manufactures ibuprofen must be, and this is what, Advil, it's Tylenol,
yeah,
and it's Aleve, and so Advil paid for the study.
Do you remember a football player years ago, Kenny Easley? He played up in Seattle. This was like the 1980s when I first went into practice. I found this article. Anyways, he had a sprained ankle. He took doses of ibuprofen for about 2 months with a sprained ankle, and he ended up out of football and on dialysis.
Wow.
Really?
This is, you know, to imply that this is a safe thing, that no big deal, and you know, the way the article is written, it doesn't need some kind of final grade study. What's going to happen is that people are going to go out and start buying ibuprofen thinking they're doing a good thing for themselves, like it's some kind of vitamin pill.
Well, if you don't have somebody to counter the information like you, yeah, that's exactly what they're going to think. All right, so no ibuprofen in your Christmas stockings, boys and girls. Make sure you stay away from that. There you go. Dr. Bruce's website is 818newback.com. 818newback.com. You'll find a lot of great things. I'm hoping I can get to see you either tomorrow afternoon or Wednesday morning for a little stretch there, Dr. Bruce. 51 after on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Santa Claus. And putting on the suit and entering the sleigh, the wearaway of any and all rights to any previous identity, real or implied, and fully accepts the duties and responsibilities of Santa Claus in perpetuity until such time that wearer becomes unable to do so by either accident or design.
What does that mean?
It means you put on the suit, you're the big guy.
Have you ever seen a reindeer fly?
Yes.
Well, I haven't.
You ever seen $1 million?
No.
Just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Santa's gone away, but Christmas will return, and joyful hearts like candles
burn with love. So Brenda Russell and Howard Hewitt, Christmas Will Return from the movie The Santa Claus, which was the big holiday movie in 1994. Chuck Curry is here with us on Good Day at 54 after the hour. Movie Moments starts with movie music. We'll have some movie news. Matter of fact, how the box office shook out, if you will, this weekend with a couple of new movies. It's Christmas time. We expect big things. Will the interview actually get released? Find out about that in a moment on Good Day.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift, 11 Etsy polished and dollar glitter eyeliner, 9 shiny gift card hours, skin protected, 7 sealer glosses, risky decline by Benefit, 5 Urban Decay naked palette, 4 Living Proof hair products, 3 Daisy Green perfume, 2 Face Cosmetics, and 1 luxury bathrobe, 3 $40 fragrance purchase walk to my glass.
Hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
Get Macy's after Christmas prices now during our biggest sweater, coat, and boot sale of the season. Outerwear for her and him from Kenneth Cole and Moore, 60% off. Sweaters for her and him from Charter Club, Alfani and Moore, 50 to 65% off. Boots from Bandolino, Mark Fisher and Moore, $59.99 to $99.99. And save 30 to 50% plus an extra 10% on select fine jewelry. Get Macy's after Christmas prices now. Doors open at 7 a.m. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
This week on Geico's Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
Hi, Chuck Curry is here. What'd you think of the weekend of the movies, Chucker? What'd you see?
I did two retro screenings. I'm going to do the box office, and then I'm going to talk about it. The Hobbit, the Battle of the Five Armies placed first. No surprise here. $56.2 million over the weekend. $106 million since opening on Wednesday. Pretty much dominated the box office. I must admit, Doug, I have absolutely no interest in this franchise anymore. It just doesn't work for me.
Too violent.
Night of the Museum, the Night of the Museum, Secret of the Tomb, the movie with stars Ben Stiller, underperformed $17.3 million. That's a disappointment, really? Considering it costs well over $100 million, although it has plenty of time to play throughout the Christmas season. Annie plays third, 16.3. Considered a good opening. Exodus plays fourth. This movie is practically bombed. Just $8 million a week
movie.
At number two.
That's horrible. It's a horrible movie.
$39 million in 2 weeks to release.
It should have bombed.
Hunger Games ran out the top five. I did two. I hosted two retro screenings. One of the Poseidon Adventure, my local theater, Saturday night. We had a nice crowd. I paid the tribute to the career of Gene Hackman. I still believe the Poseidon Adventure from '72 is the most compelling watch I've ever seen in a movie theater. And last night we did a retro screening of Scrooge, starring Bill Murray from 1988. Had a great crowd, and it was one of the most fun times I had in a movie theater in quite some time. That movie actually holds up better 26 years later than it did when it was originally released.
I watched it this weekend too, Chucker, and it's a great movie. I forgot about how much I liked it.
And to see it, when we had about 60 people show up, and a lot of people laughed out loud in the last 10 minutes when Bill Murray just basically ad-libs in front of the camera, is some of his best work ever.
And he's still good
really,
physical
it was really
comedy.
Good watching it all these years later.
All right, we got a story at DougStephan.com today suggesting the folks at Sony are going to distribute the interview after all. It's been delayed, but they are going to distribute it. What do you make of that?
Are they going to distribute it theatrically or on the internet or home video?
I think that they want to do the traditional whatever, all of the things, all of the above, in essence. That's the suggestion.
It'll probably happen. I would think if they do it, it'll probably be sometime in late January, February. It'll probably have a very big opening weekend.
So under the circumstances, when does a movie like that get old? You wonder.
Well, it's like anything else in our media's news cycle. I probably think they would have to release it or announce a release sometime in the next 30 days for it to be viable and create a real interest.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.